Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Timex Performance Center. On Sunday night, the Giants take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. We've got a great show lined up for you, including a look at the Giants' new uniforms. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds of the Giants' win in Carolina, brought to you by Verizon.
New York Giants football is on the air from Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's the New York football Giants taking on the Carolina Panthers.
Big time stage. Go hard or go home. Came a long way. Still got a lot to go, though.
Manning takes the snap. Draw play for Brown. Works his way right. Runs out of a decent tackle to the right sideline, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, and knocked out of bounds at the 22-yard line by Nakamura. Manning in a shotgun set. Panthers bring pressure. Manning throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Martellus Bennett on the seam. And Bennett with the touchdown grab. And the Giants strike on their opening possession.
If we can keep running the ball now, we'll force 30 to come down there, and we'll get behind him over and over and over again. We've got to keep running.
Great work. That's how you start.
Newton's going to run it. Newton's going to turn left. Hit by Pierre Paul and stop. No gain. JPP says, you're down with me.
You close on the dive. Keep closing. Take him to the ground every time you close down there.
Hold the head. That's it. Okay.
No receivers in the game. Give for Brown. He runs left. Touchdown, Giants.
Hey, come on, we got to have a whole half. Let's go. That's what we need right there.
Newton takes the snap, takes the handoff. He's back to throw. He's under pressure, and he gets sacked. Back at the 45-yard line. O.C. Umenyura joins the party.
I like it.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Let's go, Blue.
That's what I'm talking about.
Giants show blitz with the linebackers, and here they come. Newton back to throw. Stands in the pocket. His pass to the fell. Intercepted off the deflection by the Giants. Picked off by Hosley. He gets back up, and he's running to the 40, to the 35, and gets shouldered down there.
Nice work, Blue.
Newton back to pass. Late pressure. Sack. Boley came through. JPP may get credit for it, but it's Boley that got the hit on Newton. Newton balls out, signals in a shotgun set. He's got five receivers. He's back to throw. Steps in the pocket, over the middle, intercepted. Threw it right to Michael Boley, who gets his third pick of the year. And he gets tackled at the Panthers' 48.
Hey, this is our makeup for last year. All the ones he dropped.
The New York Giants improved to 2-1 as they dominate with a capital D, the Carolina Panthers. The final score here in Charlotte, the Giants 36 and the Panthers 7.
First thing I want to do is let's give a hand to the coaches. Type of week, what an outstanding job the coaches did. Now, how about a hand for the players? Things are possible for those who believe. That's a great job, man. That's a good football team out there. That's a hell of a job. 17. 1, 2, 3.
That's this week's edition of Sights and Sounds presented by Verizon. When we come back, we'll tell you about the Giants' new uniforms in 2012 after this on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. All the teams in the NFL in 2012 are wearing new uniforms via Nike. So it's time for this week's edition of Equipped with Joe Skiba, brought to you by Sports Authority, as Joe went out to the Nike headquarters in Oregon.
Hey, Giant fans, I'm Joe Skiba, and welcome to another edition of Equipped in our special series of episodes from the Nike headquarters in Beaverton, Oregon. I'm going to introduce you guys to someone. This is Todd Van Horn, the creative director of football at Nike.
Well, thanks, Joe. It's an honor to be here.
And really listen, man, this is an honor for me as well. So it's a very exciting time for the NFL and Nike.
It truly is. Obviously, we have a 40-year history of innovating for football, and it's just so exciting for us to be back in, get the partnership deeper, get back on field with full uniforms, full system address, and really kind of elevate our next level of innovation that we can really partner with you.
Nike does a great job of respecting teams' traditions.
We have a great respect for the tradition of the NFL and the tradition of each team and club, and we really feel like each team has a unique story. Each team has a unique point of view, and that's really what we try to bring out in what the uniform design is.
It's kind of a segue into what we're talking about here, and you see the Justin Tuck jersey on the table. This is the Elite 51.
We feel like this is the best, most innovative uniform system ever created. And we call it the Elite 51 uniform system because it's just not about a jersey and a pant and a sock kind of coming together. It's the full approach. The biggest thing is when the athlete picks this up, they notice the weight difference, right? So they pick it up and they're like, oh, wow. You know, compared to what your normal jersey is, it's lighter in weight. Then they look at it and they put it on. Oh, wow. Every material here is a four-way stretch material.
That is big. Four-way stretch is huge.
It's a big deal. So, they really want a lockdown fit for no grab points, but they want the full range of motion and that mobility with them. So if you really look at through here, everything, including even the numbers themselves, have stretch characteristics to them. So it really kind of gives them that one-to-one fit that they're after.
Now, tell us about, you know, when everybody sees the jerseys.
Yeah.
The fly-wire collar.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we're really proud about this innovation, and I think that with this fly-wire thread and this construction through here, you're able to reduce from four layers down to just the two layers with this. So you really get this, and this is where you really see the difference. Right through here, you get that lockdown fit. So, you don't have any of the grab points that, you know,
exactly.
Your opposing players typically will want to be able to manhandle you around. So this locks you in as a lightweight solution. Lightweight, breathable areas, four-way stretch materials throughout, and you just get something that is really fit and form-fitting for that athlete.
Game pants as well is a huge, huge topic with our players. They want lightweight, they want kind of that track tight feel these days.
Absolutely. When the players put on this game pant, that's the one of the things that is the biggest weight difference from a traditional knit pant. This is a stretch woven, so that's a new material that we're bringing to it. So it's very thin, it's very lightweight, and if I had some water...
Yeah, I did the cup of water.
Yeah, a cup of water.
Yeah,
it doesn't absorb the water like a traditional knit, and it allows it to breathe better, and again, just fits better for that athlete.
Two huge things, though, that I've noticed about this pant that I'm excited about, though. One of them, is the padding on the side.
Yeah.
The side of the hip area.
Typical pants just have a belt loop. And, you know, for us, it was like, well, you got a belt loop in this area that, you know, really got some exposed bone right in through the hip. So we took that belt loop and brought in that Nike D-Flex foam into it and created a functional element out of what would be normally just a belt loop. So this is actually feeding in, you know, to stabilize the belt. But then now right through that hip area, you get an additional level of protection.
But what fans don't realize is the technology of it. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the technology of the uniform.
That's where we start. I mean, we feel like we're an innovation company. And so all the performance innovations and what we can do in terms of material, in terms of what our physiologists and our labs telling us, I mean, that's where we really get super excited about what we can bring through, you know, onto that uniform innovation.
Todd, I couldn't thank you enough for your time.
Thanks, Joe. It is. It's an honor to be here.
Obviously, the Giants are pleased with the new duds, and so far, all's well with the Giants in 2012. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll tell you about the Giants going to West Point after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday Night Football, the Giants in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Well, the Giants like to do a lot of things within the community, and a couple of weeks ago, offensive lineman Jim Cordell and wide receiver Dominic Hixon made the trip to West Point.
We're here at West Point and just having a blast. A lot of Giants fans, and actually ran into some people I met, you know, during autograph day at the stadium, so that was cool.
That was awesome, right?
That was the first.
There he is.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Jim, welcome to West Point.
All right, great.
One of the firefighters asked me to sign a hard hat, and it was actually a hard hat that he had on when he was part of the cleanup crew, Ground Zero.
Thanks, man. Good luck to you.
It's an honor to have the Super Bowl champions here to give the appreciation to the firefighters who are able to protect those who defend the country.
So on behalf of the New York Giants, we want to present you, Chief, with a check from us and appreciate everything you guys
do. I appreciate your time and effort. I know you guys are very busy winning the third Super Bowl, and you're really good at that, right?
I appreciate it, for sure. Yeah.
I'm a big kid.
Oh, we're in.
We're in.
Everybody up here for it?
I need the real thing.
Then I headed to the school, talked to the kids, had a good time with them, had a lot of great questions. We talked about play 60.
Can anybody give me an example of what you can do for 60 minutes?
Yeah.
You can swim 60 minutes, what else?
It was great to have the Giants come in to hear them discuss about the importance of hard work, making good choices, eating right, taking care of their bodies. It's important that kids hear that message, and who better to hear that from than a professional athlete that the kids look up to.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you for having us. I'm about to say do well in school, play 60, and have a great year, okay?
Then we went to campus. It's branch week.
Jim Cordell.
Hi.
Dominic Pixa.
Steve Lancianis.
How you doing, Dominic?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So they have the different branches. You have the aviation. Got into an Apache, Blackhawk.
Yeah, you're a little bit of a big guy for this helicopter.
We did the Giants way over last week.
Yeah,
that was pretty
yeah.
awesome. I did it once before, so to do it again, I was excited.
Yeah, that
was...
We'll take you around in the back and let you look in the back, and then we'll put you in each of the positions.
But in a minute, it'll fire 180 of those. But we use that for, like, if we have, like, a dismount.
It's like what I do on Call of Duty. Y'all do it for real.
Yeah.
Got more of an appreciation even than before for what the men and women of our country do. They put their lives on the line, you know, every day for us, you know, for we can, you know, live free and go around and play football on Sundays. So, you know, they make it happen. And, you know, hopefully we can provide some entertainment on Sundays for them.
Obviously, Jim and Dominic had a great time on their trip to West Point. Time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam, presented by Heinz.
Rolling. We rolling. Yeah.
Made that
ride with the steers, then on a perv. Overtime, are you in? Gonna work. I'm gonna work. I'm gonna work. Overtime, are you in? Cause I'm gonna work. I'm gonna get it in the means necessary. Cause you know I'm by my paper like a secretary. I'm gonna work. I'm gonna work. I'm gonna work. I'm gonna work. Nothing on a purse. Overtime on you. Gonna work. I'm gonna work. I'm gonna work. Overtime on you. Cause I'm gonna work.
That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam, presented by Heinz. When we come back, we'll tell you about Coach Tom Coughlin's big charity event coming up in New York City in just a couple weeks after this here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin has his Champions for Children Gala every fall during the season. This year's edition takes place on Friday night, October the 12th, at Cipriani in New York City. Here's a closer look at something near and dear to the coach's heart, the J Fund.
Hey there. Hi there. How are you?
I'm Coughlin. Nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl. Golly.
Well, the goal of the J Fund is to provide funds for families who have children with leukemia or other forms of cancer. It was a goal formulated When I was the coach at Boston College and we lost Jay McGillis, a young man who played for us at BC, to leukemia. So when we came to Jacksonville, that was a goal of ours, was to establish, we knew what we wanted to call it. It was going to be the J Fund. We didn't know how we would do it, how we would raise money for these families who had children with leukemia or cancer. But this was an area which was golf was very big and very popular. So we started out in a very small way with our first golf tournament in 1996. And from that point on, the J Fund has grown and developed.
Who wants to eat some cake?
Me!
All right, Coach, you guys do the first cut, please.
Oh. You know, it was actually my dad's idea. He thought it'd be really fun for the kids to get an opportunity to see sort of backstage at a football stadium. So it sort of evolved into the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation Ice Cream Social, but it's really a fantastic tour and an opportunity for these kids to see things that the average person doesn't get a chance to see and interact with the players and just have a fun time.
My daughter Kelly, who is the executive director, has done a great job. She has adapted, she has adjusted. She has allowed that the J Fund has grown right through the economic issues of today and of a couple of years ago. We've continued to be able to meet our needs. We've never refused anyone in need of help.
Go, 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 go.
Nobody.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer that what we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
One, two, three.
The demands on the J Fund are great, and we want to be able to meet all of those demands to help as many families as we can at this time in their lives, the crisis in their lives, when they have to all rally around the child.
Coach Coughlin and his entire staff do a wonderful job with the foundation. For more information, go to tcjfund.org. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. So the Giants have won two in a row as they travel to Philadelphia on Sunday night to take on Michael Vick and the Philadelphia Eagles. I know the Eagles have turned it over 12 times. I know Vick has been responsible for 9 of those 12 turnovers, and Philadelphia has not played their best football. But Giants fans, rest assured, head coach Tom Coughlin and this team know that the best of Philadelphia is yet to come. Expect the Eagles to try to run the football against the Giants with LeSean McCoy. But I think that Giant active defensive front is going to pay dividends. Just like against Cam Newton, the Giants have the team speed in their front seven to match that of Philadelphia. It should be an exciting game, and that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every week right here on My9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Giants.com. On Twitter at Giants or at Facebook.com/New York Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. We'll see you next week, everybody. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse, with two convenient locations in Manhattan on East 44th Street and on 28th and 5th. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Buy and sell real Giants tickets at NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. Visit NFL.com/Ticket Exchange. Pepsi Max, zero calories, maximum taste, official soft drink of the New York Giants. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited.